Welcome to the History of Your Money with Craig R. Smith. It's time to learn from history to prepare for the future. Here's Craig.
The history of your money today focuses in on a $20 gold piece and a $20 bill. If you go back to the early 1900s, a $20 bill and a $20 gold piece worked exactly the same in our economy. You could go down to a local men's shop and buy a beautiful three-piece suit with either a $20 bill or a $20 gold piece. Now let's accelerate ahead in history. You walk into a men's shop with a $20 gold piece and a $20 bill, and what happens? Well, with a $20 paper bill, you'd be lucky to find a nice tie for $20. But a $20 gold piece, even in the worst condition, is worth $1,200. Still ample enough money to buy a nice three-piece suit. Did the $20 paper bill maintain buying power, or did the $20 gold piece maintain buying power? And if you look at America, we have had historical precedent to show that gold will always outperform its paper counterpart. Do you want to have all your money in paper, or should you have a little of your money in real money? Let's learn from history to better prepare our families and our finances for the future.
Thanks, Craig. If you're interested in learning more about America's fascinating history of money, call toll-free 1-800-289-2646. You can receive a free information kit from Swiss America explaining why tangible assets like gold are the buy of a generation. That's 1-800-289-2646, and get your free educational kit online at swissamerica.com. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for another edition of The History of Your Money with Craig R. Smith.